You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Grace Capeless from Broadway's Matilda, Lion King, A Christmas Story the Musical, Radio City, and the new Netflix show Lost Girls is here. Nicole Simeca from the original cast of Anastasia on Broadway is here, and we are going on with the show with Renee Elkady. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I have such a great show for you today. Still here and still quarantining, not much has really changed. In fact, this quarantine has seemed to bring back some hit items from earlier generations, and it's getting a little weird. The ShamWow Super Absorbent Towel Company has now released a ShamWow mask. I'm not sure if it's like super virus protecting, but I'm sure it'll keep your face clean if you're like super mucousy. And that sounds super disgusting. For those of you who still have quarantine hair, the Flowbee from the 1980s is taking new orders. The Flowbee is basically a vacuum with a buzzer inside, which cuts your hair. So if you want that, I'll just cut my hair using a vacuum. And for those with hacked Instagrams, apparently Ray-Ban sunglasses ads are the in trend for hackers to post. And I have no real idea why, but like some really, really aggressive marketing company was like, I know how we can sell more of these. Let's hack people's Instagrams and post our ad. They could have just done a sponsored ad. In other news, a Wisconsin man received a postcard 16 years later after it was mailed. Do you think that in like 16 years, we'll start getting email responses from people who claimed they never got our initial emails? Oh, sorry to finally reply, Chris. Just saw your email from 2020. One thing that we don't have to wait for is today's episode. When I see rainbows, I always feel hopeful. To start things off, here's my take on Rainbow by Casey Musgraves.
Thank you.
love that song. Right now, I'm hopeful that everyone will continue to wear a mask so no one else gets sick. Speaking of hope, I hope that you love today's guests. My first guest is already a Broadway veteran and has appeared in some of my favorite musicals, including The Lion King, Matilda, and A Christmas Story the Musical. I'm so happy to welcome Grace Capeless. Hi, Grace.
Hey.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Of course. I know that you've been working professionally since you were really, really young, too. Do you have, like, a favorite memory from a show you were in when you were younger?
Yes. So I was in Matilda, and the opening number for that show is supposed to be, like, a huge birthday party. So at the top of the show, all of the kids have to hide under this really long birthday party table that has decorations on it and stuff. So we each have to, like, throughout the number, pop out from different parts of the table and, like, sing a certain section or do something, but the first person to come out has to smash a birthday cake in their face. And right after that happens, my job is to take baby wipes that are hidden under the table on a shelf and help them clean up their face and stuff. But one night, this kid, Ted, after he smashed the cake, he came under the table and he was holding his tooth. And he said, "My tooth just fell out." So I took a baby wipe and wrapped his tooth up in the baby wipe and hid it in my shoe and danced with his tooth in my shoe for the rest of the number.
Oh, no. I hope your foot was okay after that.
All good.
Good. I actually saw you in Matilda on Broadway as Lavender, and you were amazing.
Aw, thank you.
I know that you're also working in TV and film and have a new show coming out. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yes. So I was in a movie called Lost Girls, and it's about a mom whose oldest daughter goes missing. And when she's denied help from the police, she decides to go on an investigation of her own to figure out what exactly happened to her daughter and where she is. And she unfortunately finds out that her daughter was murdered by someone along with another group of young girls. But what's crazy is that the story is based on a true, like, case and true events. And the case is actually still unsolved to this day. So, yeah, but I worked on that about a year ago. It was a great learning experience. I worked with some great people. I got to work with Una Lawrence, who was a Matilda right before me. So that was super fun. But, yeah, it's called Lost Girls, and it's on Netflix.
Cool. I will definitely check that out on Netflix when it comes out. Whenever Broadway does resume, is there a dream part that you would love to play?
Oh my, I have a list of the shows I would love to be in, but I would say Elphaba in Wicked. Duh, who wouldn't love to be in that? I also would really like to be adult Nala in The Lion King, because I played young Nala on Broadway, but apparently there has never been a young Nala who's come back and played the adult version. So I would hopefully like to be the first, but yeah, anything Disney, because I'm a huge Disney fan, so.
Oh, same. I have, behind me, I have pictures of Disney cells.
I love that. Yeah.
I'm an absolute Disney nerd. My dog is named Pocahontas, but I mean, like, we call her Pokey for short because she looks like the Pokey little puppy.
Oh, that's so cute.
But yeah, I am also a huge Disney nerd and fantic, and I can't wait until the parks reopened.
I know, me too.
You are so accomplished at such a young age. Do you have, like, any advice for viewers and listeners who are trying to break into the theater business?
Yeah, as cliche as it sounds, I would say never give up, because I auditioned for Matilda and Lion King actually about 3 or 4 times before I actually got it, and it was rounds of auditioning and getting close and then getting cut, and it got to the point where I was like, you know, should I even be doing this? Should I keep going? But thankfully I did, and I got to be in some really cool shows with some really great people, but that never would have happened if I gave up. So yeah, but you get more no's than you do yeses, but the time will come when it's meant to happen, and when it does, it'll be incredible.
Oh, and would you like to sing a song for us today?
Yes, I will sing Someone Like You from Jekyll and Hyde. Because
what's the song?
Oh yeah, so I'll sing this song because it is, I love the show, and this song especially, the music from the show, and it's a great power ballad. So, yeah.
Cool. I'm excited to hear you sing the song.
Yes. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Grace. Make sure to check out her new movie, Lost Girls, on Netflix. My next guest made her Broadway debut in Anastasia. I saw her in the musical, and she was absolutely amazing. I'm so happy to welcome Nicole Semeca to the Early Night Show. Hi, Nicole!
Hi!
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on as a guest today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. How have you been doing since coronavirus paused the world?
I've been staying positive. I've been keeping myself busy to try and take my mind off of all the crazy stuff happening.
I actually saw you on Broadway's Little Anastasia, and you were amazing.
Thank you.
Were you also with the production in the pre-Broadway run?
Yes, it was in Hartford, at Hartford Stage in Connecticut.
What was that like?
All the actors stayed in this apartment building, and I got to meet tons of the actors that went on to Broadway, like Christy, who played Anya, Derek, who played Dimitri, and Mary Beth, who played the Dowager Empress. It's actually Mary Beth's birthday on June 25th, her 80th birthday, so happy birthday, Mary Beth. And my wrangler, I met Amy Castro, who went to Broadway, and we had tons of fun.
Were there, like, a lot of changes made between the two productions?
Yes. One of the major changes was the number Perry Holds the Key. In Hartford Stage, I was in that number, and I was like this little French boy cartwheeling around the stage, and I climbed on this like little model of the Eiffel Tower, and there was a bunch of characters like Picasso and Coco Chanel and Josephine Baker. But then in the Broadway version, they changed it to make it like a huge Broadway dance number.
That's so cool. Do you have like a favorite memory from Anastasia?
I have so many favorite memories, but probably the memory that I will never forget is the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. It was amazing. We had to arrive at the theater at 5 or 6, and then we had to take a bus there, and there was this little TV with like a fire on it, and then it like blew hot air. That was pretty cool. And I wore this princess dress that they made just for the parade. They ended up adding it to the tour, and there's only one that's ever been made. And off stage, like out of the camera sightline, there were these huge tubes blowing hot air, and it was so much fun.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
I've been like staying connected to the theater during this time.
I've been doing tons of online classes. Everything's online. I've been taking dance classes, sewing classes, my Second City classes online, which is pretty crazy. I actually started a bullet journal to document this like crazy time. And I've been writing a bunch of songs and parodies and drawing a lot. I've just been staying super creative.
Do you have any dream parts for Broadway?
Yes, I would love to someday be Jenna or Dawn in Waitress. That was one of my first like favorite shows on Broadway. And I would love to be Lydia in Beetlejuice. Like the soundtrack is just amazing. Or Gretchen in Mean Girls. Well, I was in Anastasia. We actually, like Amy Castro, the Wrangler, was Regina George. Delilah Rosello was Karen and I was Gretchen. So we did like the little Meet the Plastic song and it was super fun. So I just like always wanted to be Gretchen. And then I would also maybe want to be Anya in the revival of Anastasia.
You would be incredible as any of those roles.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like to sing a song today?
Yes, I'm singing Girl Scout.
What made you select that song?
I love the Beetlejuice soundtrack. It's just so fun. And this song in particular is super entertaining and like it's just a really fun song to sing, and I love the little jingle.
Well, I'm really, really excited to hear you sing it. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah, let's go.
This is it, the day I've been waiting for, wishing, hoping, working and praying for the day my parents have been delaying for years. Yes! I'm gonna sell some cookies. It's not their fault that they're overprotective. I was born with arrhythmia. My heart is defective. Only takes one shock and I could be dead from the fear. Boo! Still, I'm gonna sell some cookies. Hike by hike, song by song. The Girl Scouts helped my heart grow strong. They'd have my back if anything went wrong with me. Stop from tetralogy or ballon in my pulmonary artery. When you're a Girl Scout, everything's gonna work out. Even if you're born with congenital heart disease and you could be killed by a random sneeze, you're a Girl Scout, and everything's gonna work out. Just gonna ring the bell of this creepy. My name is Sky, and I'm here today to support the Girl Scouts by selling cookies. $4 a box, would you like some?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, what flavors you got?
Well, I've got chocolate, banana, and oat bran, pecan, Samoas, and Thin Mints, and one that tastes like apple pie.
Why don't you come inside?
But we're really not supposed to.
Why?
Coronavirus. It's so cold, and you're not mean, and no one gets infected when in quarantine. So I guess, okay, it's fine. All right, I'll come inside.
Thank you so much, Nicole. That was great. Like most of us, students from around the country were in showless rehearsing and had to stop because of the coronavirus. We're so excited to feature our next guest, whose show is canceled, and give her a chance to go.
Show.
Renee Alcady was cast in a theater's production of Parade, but it was unfortunately postponed for a year due to COVID-19. Let's bring Renee on here to see how she's getting through this pandemic.
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for being a guest today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Can you tell us about your show that was canceled because of COVID-19?
Yes, of course. So back in February, I was cast in the production with Springfield Contemporary Theater for the musical called Parade. And I was playing Montine, one of the factory girls. And then throughout the quarantine happened. And so then in the middle of like, whenever we got this call that quarantine and this lockdown was going to happen in my state, they sent out an email and told us that they were postponing the show for, it was the season closer for the 2019 to 2020 season. So now it's going to be the season closer for the 2020 to 21 season. Yeah.
So at least the show will still happen.
Yes. Yeah. It's just a long time. I thought that they would like put it as like the opener for the next season, but it's for almost a year. Yeah.
Did you have a favorite song to sing in the show?
Yes, my favorite song was called The Factory Girls / Come Up to My Office. I really liked the song because it had a three-part like round and harmony with the Factory Girls, and it was like intense, but it was also really like a beautiful song to just sing and do.
Do you have a favorite Broadway show?
No, I do not. Because of the fact that I like so many shows and I have like so many different reasons for liking them that I don't think I could ever just choose one show to be my favorite. I prefer some other shows, of course, but I could never say one is the best, this one is my favorite. So, yeah.
Do you have any dream roles or shows?
Yes, I do. Some dream roles would be Princess Jasmine in the musical Aladdin and Timon in Once on This Island.
You would be incredible as any of those roles.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And some dream shows would definitely be Wicked the musical, and I'm okay with either Glinda or Elphaba. It's just going to be whatever the director envisions me as and wants me as, and I'd be happy either way. But also I would love to do Mean Girls. I started listening to the soundtrack recently throughout this quarantine, and I've started falling in love with like almost every single song, and any of the girls in that show would be super fun to play.
It's a really, really good show.
Yeah. Yeah, and Taylor Lauterman, oh, she's so amazing. I love listening to her in her songs too.
I know that it's a challenging time, but has there been anything like positive that's come out of all of this for you?
Of course. So a really positive thing that came out of this was I got to spend time with my family. My sisters, I have two older sisters, and they're both in college. And so they both finally got back home from college, and I actually got to spend time with them. So if this quarantine and pandemic didn't happen, then I wouldn't have seen them till around the summertime. And so I was really thankful for that. And then another thing that I'm very like happy and is a very positive thing outcome from this pandemic is to honestly get the opportunity to do this, because I really love the cause and the reasoning behind why you're doing this. And it's just such a great opportunity, and I'm so glad to be a part of it.
Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome, of course.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why you choose that song?
I will be singing I Can't Let Go from Smash by Jennifer Hudson. And I chose this song because I really think it's powerful and it's a powerhouse belt song that I wanted to share with everyone.
They say nothing lasts forever. Well, I wish that them were true, 'cause the shaking in my heart won't. Everything must change. See the time will see it through. Well, love isn't, and I waited for that day. But I'll wake up with the singer, and the pain won't let me be. And the smile I share is all. But
so start. I'm just a witness to my lifetime, and I'm a stranger to my friends. I'm a trafficker of broken, damaged hearts. Now you ask me to start over, but it's easier said than
wonderful, Renee. Thanks again to Renee Al-Haidi and to our other special guests, Grace Capeless and Nicole Smeka. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on with the show. Also, please check out my TikTok at Josh Paterchin and look for some of my accompaniment videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find the Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, where podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Josh Paterchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.